BBC News with Julie Candler. A spokesman for the White House, Josh Earnest, has said the Israeli Prime Minister had backed away from previous commitments on a two-state solution to the Israel-Palestinian conflict and that the US was re-evaluating its position. Benjamin Netanyahu's recent comments that he would never agree to a Palestinian state were widely seen as helping him win Tuesday's election. He since told an American television station that he remains committed to the idea. Aleem Makbul has the details.
In his interview for the American channel MSNBC, Benjamin Netanyahu sounded unequivocal. "I want a sustainable, peaceful two-state solution," he said. "I haven't changed my policy." But at the beginning of the week, just before the Israeli election, in which he ultimately defied expectations to do so well in, Mr. Netanyahu said he wouldn't allow the creation of a Palestinian state under his watch. He now says that was just a reflection of current circumstances. The White House doesn't appear to be buying that line. A spokesman said the Israeli Prime Minister had walked back on his commitment to a two-state solution, and as such, the US was re-evaluating the way forward.
The White House says it's unable to confirm reports that Islamic State was responsible for Wednesday's attack on a museum in Tunisia. But a spokesman said the attack on foreign tourists was consistent with violence the militant group has previously practiced. It's known that many Tunisians have travelled to Syria and Iraq to fight for IS. Some have now returned, and a BBC correspondent says it's questionable whether Tunisia's domestic intelligence service has the capacity to monitor them effectively. 9 people have been arrested by the Tunisian security forces. A Dutch television channel says it has new evidence that the Malaysian airliner shot down over eastern Ukraine last July was targeted by a surface-to-air book missile. Our correspondent Dina Newman reports.
The Dutch broadcaster RTL says a metal fragment found by a Dutch journalist in the plane's wreckage has been identified after a thorough independent forensic analysis as part of a book missile. If this is confirmed, it would support the theory that the plane was shot down from rebel-held territory with Russian military help, because to operate this sophisticated system requires professional training. Russia has insisted MH17 was shot down by a Ukrainian warplane.
The Yemeni president Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi has denounced an attack on his compound in the southern city of Aden as an attempted coup backed by the previous regime. Mr. Hadi had to be evacuated to safety after an air raid on the presidential palace in Aden. He fled there from the capital Sana'a, which has been seized by Houthi rebels. His predecessor, Ali Abdullah Saleh, was forced to step down 3 years ago after mass protests and is currently allied with the Houthis. BBC News. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said she doesn't expect a breakthrough on the Greek debt crisis in talks with the Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. The talks are to take place shortly on the sidelines of an EU summit in Brussels. The President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, who organised the meeting, said it was crucial to keep Greece in the Eurozone.
Nobody wants a so-called Grexit. Everybody wants to avoid this risk of so-called Grexident. I feel that it's my obligation to help Prime Minister Tsipras to organise meeting, because in his opinion he needs informal dialogue with the main creditors and representatives of European institutions.
The governor of California, Jerry Brown, has announced a $1 billion spending plan to deal with America's state's 4-year drought. The emergency relief package is yet to be approved by the state's Congress. It will address dire water shortages, provide food aid and unemployment in drought-hit communities. From Los Angeles, Peter Bowes.
With the California winter drawing to an end without a significant amount of rain, the impact of the drought is worsening. Governor Jerry Brown says the Emergency Relief Initiative would accelerate a spending plan which had been due to be negotiated during the summer. But officials say California cannot wait. The money is needed now to help communities facing dire water shortages and for food aid to the hardest hit counties where thousands of farm workers have lost their jobs.
Climate scientists say that this winter there has been the lowest coverage of Arctic sea ice since records began in 1979. Most scientists have linked the shrinkage to global warming and say the Arctic summertime sea ice could vanish in the second half of the century. BBC News.